My first piece of advice to you would be to make it a point to go to somebody who invested some time in you and thank them. Whether it's a family member, a teacher, a coach, or a counselor, you'll be glad that you did. Second of all, embrace change. No matter if you're going into college, the workforce, or the military, your lives are about to be different. And I don't tell you this to scare you. It's just a part of growing up. You will find yourself in lots of unfamiliar situations within the next couple of years. And that's not a bad thing, but I can tell you, you better learn to laugh at yourselves. I really believe that all of you are destined to be great at something, but the challenging part is finding out what that is. So how do you do it? There's no straightforward answer. Some of you will find this the first try, and some of you will find it through trial and error. More importantly than finding something that you're great at is to find something that you love, because if you love what you're doing, most likely you're going to succeed. And I should probably clarify, the whole doing something you love philosophy is often misconstrued as it's going to be easy all the time, and it's going to be enjoyable 100% of the time. And I can assure you, it won't be either one of those things all the time. Don't bail out on something every time you hit a rough patch. And remember to stay open-minded about new experiences and new ideas, because they may lead to something great down the road. You're going to meet a lot of new people, just like Emily was talking about in her speech. And it's easy to get caught up in comparing yourself to those new people. You may not feel like you're as intelligent, you're as skilled, or as talented as they are. But don't sell yourself short, because while you're focused on their strengths, you might be missing out on your own. I guarantee you there's a lot of people out there that would give anything to have at least one thing that one of you has. Instead of seeing new people as a threat, go out and build as many positive relationships as you can. You'd be surprised at how something as simple as a friendly greeting, a smile, a handshake, and some eye contact, not like in a creepy way, but just the right amount of eye contact can make somebody's day. So from this moment forward, set a goal to make somebody's day every day, and you'd be surprised at how good it makes you feel.